good morning. This is Zena with Family First Care. Yes, I was reaching out to let you know that we received an authorization to begin services, okay?
Yes,
so you were approved from the insurance for 19 hours per week of services, okay?
Yep.
Now, I see that there are two caregivers assigned under your profile, Carrie and Suleiman, if I'm saying that right.
Suleiman. Yeah, he's named after Solomon. Carrie's not going to be, you're not going to be working with Carrie.
Okay.
I mean, Carrie, yeah.
All right, so we're just going to have Solomon on it, on the case for now.
I have someone else that's supposed to be calling y'all, trying to get in touch with y'all. Carrie got his, what's the name shot? Yeah, he's already doing. He works, I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired. It's Ramadan.
Oh, that's okay.
You know,
so
we're kind of burnt out.
Okay.
I gave him a number to call y'all, and he said he left a message. His name is, Tender.
What's the name?
Tender. Like Tender.
Oh, okay. Got
Tender, it. I think his last name is Johnson.
Okay, so I'll look out for his call. We may not answer because the office was closed because of the snow yesterday.
Yeah,
so tell him to try again.
Okay, he was calling all day yesterday, and Suleiman, he's already in Jersey now with his mom, so I don't know what's gonna happen right now. But my coordinator told me to see if I could find someone else I could trust. Because
okay.
I found out that Kyrie is not exactly trustworthy right now.
Okay. So for now, I guess we're going to wait till Suleiman comes down to Philly, and then you can start right away.
Okay. Well, if Tender calls you, he has all his paperwork. He's already certified. He has his all his paperwork to be able to send it, y'all. He's actually right on my block, too. There's another.
Okay, great. So we'll wait for him to call. As soon as he gets all his paperwork in, he'll be able to start right away. For now, we'll keep the schedule empty, I guess, until we find out who's going to start. So,
I wanted to ask you. The lady told me something about Meals on Wheels.
Take a look. I believe your service coordinator left a message on that. Okay. So I see here that she approved 19 hours of personal assistance per week, 7 home-delivered meals per week, 6 non-medical transportation cabs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we see here.
So week, or that's about a month.
Yeah.
That's about a week.
Yeah, it's part of your weekly package. So 7 home delivered meals.
So, So the cab rides, how do that work?
So I believe there's a number to call. I don't have all the information on that, but I would, if you want, I can add the service coordinator to the line, and she can help you out with that, or you can give her a call, Crystal.
Oh, Miss Crystal.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got her number. I talked to her a lot because she's very helpful.
Okay, good. Yeah, so she'll be able to give you further information on that. I just see it's approved here.
Okay. All right, so now that you called me, I'm going to call him, and he should be calling you right after I get off the phone.
Okay, good. All right, I'll look forward to his call. You can give him this number if he's having trouble reaching the number that you gave him.
Okay, the 267551. 7429.
Yeah, so that'll go to someone else from our agency. She should pick up. So either number should work because everyone's in the office now. Yep.
Okay. I know it was hard yesterday.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad storm. All right, then. So stay warm out there, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.